Yes, I'm sure you recognize the strains from Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles. That's their overture, by the way. That's not the vocal version. Wow, we heard, you know, this show, more than any other show I've ever done, I just get to play all my favorite bands. And boy, did I ever so far. And we're right on schedule. It's exactly 1 hour, the midpoint of my two-hour show. So right on schedule, and everything's going smoothly. Swimmingly. What do we hear? Oh, two by the Mamas and the Papas. Don't forget, it's the Mamas and the Papas. Easy to forget the Thes, not the band the Thes. We did it in kind of reverse order. I started with Even If I Could. That's off their second LP, which was called The Mamas and the Papas. And then we followed it with Monday Monday, which is off their first LP, which is called If You Can Believe Your Eyes and Your Ears. And those were recorded by Lou Adler producing, and that's the Wrecking Crew again. So there you go with all those incredible musicians that I rattled their names off before. But that's the way they made records back then. They just grabbed the best musicians in the world, stuck them in a room, and let them do all the real work. But yeah, there we go. Then that was followed by the Byrds doing Going Back. That's a Goffin King song, Carole King. Actually originally done by Dusty Springfield. Going Back. That's off of the Notorious Byrd Brothers, one of my two favorite Byrds albums. That and Dr. Byrds and Mr. Hyde. I just love that period of the Byrds. And one of these days I'm going to play a show with lots and lots more Byrds. After the Byrds, we heard the Bee Gees doing Turn of the Century. That's off their first LP, which was called First, the number one, ST. That's the first track on the first LP. And if you have heard carefully, you can kind of hear a little hint, a precursor to How Can You Mend a Broken Heart. Here we go. And then we heard two by the Kinks, Too Much on My Mind. That's off the Face to Face album. That's their fourth LP. That's the one that had Sunny Afternoon. Taxman Taking All My Dough. And then that was followed by one of my favorites, Autumn Almanac. That's a non-album single that was released in 1968, in between the Something Else and the Village Green Preservation Society albums. It's on the Great Lost Kinks album, which is one of my favorite records that had so many wonderful songs, you know, When You Turn Off the Living Room Light and on. I love the Kinks, and I got to play two in a row. Okay, so here we're listening to the Beatles, and next up, hold on, let me just make sure. Here we go. Next up will be a couple by the Beach Boys. I can't forget them. I think of them as being more orchestral pop as opposed to Baroque pop, but nonetheless, here we go. One by Big Star, I promised you that. One by Pink Floyd. Did I even mention we're going to play Pink Floyd soon? One by the Walker Brothers, one by John Cale. So here we go into the first section of the second hour of my show, Time Won't Let Me, with DJ Barrister on Radio Valencia, the transmission from the mission, www.radiovalencia.fm. That's where we are. You can listen to it on live on Thursday and repeat it on Saturday at midnight, or you can listen to it anytime you want. Just go to that, click that podcast button on your machine, and you can. I'm gonna upload this one as soon as I'm done with it. All right, so here's the Beatles. We're gonna finish up Eleanor Rigby, and we're gonna hear a couple by the Beach Boys. We'll be right back.
us. Just a visitor, you see, so much wanting to be seen. Coming through the door, really carrying us away. It's a customary thing to say or do. To a disappointed proud man in his grief. And on Friday, she'll be there, and on Monday's not at all.
Recent song I'm playing on the show today. This is The Stranglers. And I'm going to talk over it a little bit. I hope you don't mind. Actually, I'm not. I'm going to fast forward. Okay, here we go. So we heard a couple by the Beach Boys. Both Brian Wilson songs. Both co-written with Tony Asher. I Just Wasn't Made for These Times off of Pet Sounds. Also off of Pet Sounds is Caroline Now. I love that song. After that was Big Star doing India Song. That's off their number one record, and that's the one song that was written by their bass player, Andy Hummel. Andy also passed away soon after Alex, like almost immediately after Alex. That is the last track on side one of the number one record by Big Star, one of the great records of all time. After that, we heard Pink Floyd doing Julia Dream. That's a Roger Waters vocal. First time Roger sang, I think. That was a non-LP single, or it was a track that later appeared on Relics and a bunch of other compilations. 1968, recorded at Abbey Road Studios. And then we heard the Walker Brothers doing The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore. That was originally cut by Frankie Valli. Go figure. You know, I did play a Walker Brothers song. I could have played a Scott Walker song. Scott Walker has so many great songs. And Scott, the four albums he did, especially Scott 4, one of the great albums forever. And after that, we heard John Cale doing Paris 1919 off the album of the same name. That was his third LP after he left Velvet Underground. And that was recorded in L.A., produced by Chris Thomas, who had previously done Procol Harum. And is on Reprise Records, and also a whole bunch of people were on that record, including Lowell George and a few others. All right, behind me is the Water Music Suite, a la Hornpipe, and we are about to play 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 more. The next three sets all begin and all end with really classic songs that I felt like I had to include. So we're going to hear at the end of the first one, one by the Zombies, and later one by the Moody Blues, and later one by Procol Harum, if we have enough time. But in this next set are a bunch of the artists you may not be familiar with, and that includes Mike Batt, Vigress, and Osborne, Al Jones, Honeybus, the merry-go-round you probably heard of, that was Emmett Rhodes' band, and then the Zombies. But, yeah, you know, some of the things that are definitively Baroque pop, and perhaps some of the little bit more obscure artists in this next set until we get to the end. And then the rest of the way, we're going to just play nothing but the greatest stuff I could possibly squeeze in for you, my audience, my listeners, both of you, Pat and Dave, and whoever else is out there in audience land. This is DJ Barrister, and this is Time Won't Let Me. And here's some more music for you.
I am not. stuff. Come answer me. If you're not tired, come talk with me. If you've the time, please stay a while. Come join my orchestra. We make no music, we cannot sing. We have no voices, but truth we bring. Our thoughts are open to those who hear. Come join my orchestra. In silent forests and sunlit sea. But you are old, sir, it's time to end. Come join my orchestra.
Lovely woman,
and though you're
Bunch of more obscure Baroque pop tunes in that last set of music, and some of the best. I really did pick out my absolute favorites of everything I listened to that I thought I might want to put on the show. So we heard Mike Batt doing I See Wonderful Things in You. He was formerly of the band called The Wombles, and he was mostly an orchestra conductor. That came out on Liberty Records in 1968. That was followed by Vigrass and Osborne doing Forever Autumn. That was originally a jingle for a Lego commercial that came out in 1969. We followed that with Al Jones doing Come Join My Orchestra from his one and only album, Alan Ashward Jones, a.k.a. Al Jones. After that was Honeybus. They were a London pop group. Didn't really get noticed in America that I can recall. And that was a brilliant song called Do I Figure in Your Life. That was actually covered by a few key people, Joe Cocker, Ian Matthews. Then we heard Merry-Go-Round. That was Emmett Rhodes Band doing You're a Very Lovely Woman. And then we heard, of course, the Zombies doing She's Not There. Good. Just one of the all-time great songs of all time by anyone, anytime, but a Baroque pop masterpiece. Okay, so now we're just going to catch up with a few things I left out. I had 61 songs queued up today, so we got to catch up. There's another one by the Rolling Stones. We got to do Lady Jane, a couple by the Association, one early one by the Everly Brothers, a Bonzo Dog Doodah Band one, a classic by the Moody Blues, and then we're just going to keep on keeping on and do as much as we can before we have to end our show in about 23 minutes. So here we go with the Rolling Stones. Remember them? Lady Jane,
again. Your servant of I am, and will humbly remain. Just heed this plea, my love. I am. This play is run, my love. Your time has come, my love. I pledge my soul to Lady Jane.
I'm spending those moments with you. famous horse, he'd ride through the land. The people used to see him everywhere. When he died, they put a statue in the square. Here comes the equestrian statue, prancing up and down the square. Little old lady stop and say, well, I declare. Once a month on a Friday there's a man with a mop and bucket in his hand. To him it's just another working day, so he whistles as he rubs and scrubs away. Here comes the equestrian statue, prancing up and down the square. Little old lady stop and say, well, I declare. It's a sight to bring you joy, you feel so gay. And it's guaranteed to brighten up your day, if it's grey.
Recognize this Free Design doing Kites Are Fun. It's not that obscure. It's a pretty, this is their most famous song. Okay, we heard the Rolling Stones doing Lady Jane, because I felt like I had to play that. We heard two by the Association. First Along Comes Mary, then Everything That Touches You, because I thought I had to play that. And then I played the Everly Brothers doing Nancy's Minuet. That's a really early Everly's track, and that's the alternative version that sometimes gets categorized as Baroque, the theme of our show today. And then we heard the Equestrian Statue by the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. It's Biff Stanchel on vocals, and that one kind of reminded me of the Kinks a little bit. And then we heard Tuesday Afternoon by the Moody Blues, because I did not play Knights in White Satin, which is a classic, but not my favorite. I almost forgot to mention, too, that that Justin Hayward played, was the lead singer on Vigrass and Osborne's Forever Autumn that I played in the last set. Yeah, they went out and got him to sing on that one. Anyway, so the Moody Blues are important to this category. All right, so here we go. I'm going to play one by Love. I'm going to hurry now. I'm going to play one by Love, Harry Nilsson, Spanky and Our Gang, maybe Billy Nichols, perhaps Nick Drake, maybe Procol Harum, and on we go. We only have 9 minutes, so we're going to hurry along with the rest of the show. Baroque Pop Special, DJ Barrister on Time Won't Let Me. And here is Love doing And More Again. From pump, pump, pump.
She finds herself sleeping in a doorway, wondering how she ever got that way. She fights her tears away, then prays for no more sorrow. Will tomorrow be the same as yesterday? She tasted from the tree of life, which led to hunger. Now she wonders how she'll ever carry on. She thinks about the life she knew when she was younger. Heaven help her, now those days are long since gone.
Bye.
sorry, guys. I got to fade on that a little so I could tell you what we just heard. We heard Arthur Lee and Love doing "And More Again." We heard Harry Nilsson doing "Morning Glory Story." Spanky and Our Gang did "Sunday Will Never Be the Same." Billy Nichols did "Daytime Girl." And then we're ending with a classic, "Whiter Shade of Pale" by Procol Harum. Matthew Fisher, somebody I got to work with. Yeah, he toured with the Groovies 1 year when we were in Europe, and he was great. Okay, so we have 12 seconds left. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed this. I know what you're saying. Not enough oboe, not enough French horns. Maybe next time. Thanks so much. Talk to you later.